There are a lot of different types of plats. I think y'all know most of them. And one that's really important to understand is the replat. You have raw land, then you plat it. That very first plat is a plat. Everything after that is a replat. And you can replat and replat and replat and replat and replat and replat forever, because we want to have land that can be used and reused. And when a replat occurs, it wipes out everything below it. Very important. There's all different kinds of plats to allow the process of development to go forward in a more expedited manner. One that I think is important to see is the amending plat. The amending plat does not require notice, can be approved administratively, and it started out with about three or four different types of changes that could occur by amending plat, and now it's up to about 15. I'm sure it's going to keep going. It's really very handy. I'm from the Houston area. We have platting, we don't have zoning, but we do have development plats. And a development plat is basically a site plan approval. It's very helpful in Houston because that's how we deal with our land use regulatory scheme, is by the review that occurs as part of a development plat. Now, all of us have heard about preliminary plats and final plats. But if you look in the state enabling legislation, you don't see final plats or preliminary plats. So where do they come from? Well, they're just a creature of local practice, because a final plat requires a very finite and detailed level of engineering. And what has occurred is the preliminary plat process is the general conceptual plat. And if it gets approved, then the developer is going to spend the additional money to take it to that higher level, so it's a final plat ready for recording. So it's really just a functional way to expedite the development process and not have everyone spend so much time and energy on a project that isn't going to be approved. Is platting always required? Well, the general rule is whenever you're going to divide property, you want to take the family ranch and you want to turn it into a subdivision and sell it to the public. The general rule is you're dividing that property and you need to go through the planning process. But like everything else in the world, there's an exception and another exception, another exception. State law exception is based on acreage, 5 acres in cities, 10 acres in counties. You're not going to put in any streets or roads or any other items that need to be publicly dedicated. You're just exempt. And make any difference what the local statute says. There are also a number of other exceptions. Local governments can decide for themselves what they want to regulate. Some cities may say, I'm not going to regulate subdivision of property at all. Some cities would say, if it's just the conveyance of raw land and there's no development that's going to occur, we don't need to see that either. Condominiums, this is a separate type of legal ownership, and it has its own condominium plat. Very unfortunate use of the language. Should be condominium plan or something like that, but it's called a plat. It's not a subdivision plat. It's a completely separate type of ownership and not something that goes through the typical platting process. If you want to know if a piece of property needs to be platted, there's a certification process. It's a great thing for you to do when you're buying land or you're trying to make a decision on something, you're lending on a piece of property, and you want to have an answer. Why figure it out? Ask the city. We don't have these for counties. It's unfortunate. It'd be very, very helpful if we did. But for cities, it's excellent. Present your request. There's a time limit. They've got to respond and tell you. Then they've got to put it in writing. Very, very, very helpful. Planning requirements are in the state statute, city and county, separate portions of the Texas Local Government Code. And then, of course, you're going to look at the local ordinances. And there are limits on platting. Brenda talked about the breadth of things that can be regulated under zoning. That's not the way it is on subdivision. Subdivision really relates to the land, to the property, and the division of the property, and the separation of it into lots and blocks for future development, and the conveyance of that property, and tries to deal with the needs of the government to have extension of infrastructure, water, wastewater, easements, roads, things of that character.